From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Hotel chains across the country were in a slump even before last month's attacks. Occupancy rates in Boston, New York, and Chicago were already down 15% or more from last year. Now, with a recession looming and ongoing fears about air travel, 2001 is shaping up to be one of the industry's worst years in decades. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Marriott International, which had one of its hotels destroyed in the World Trade Center complex, just reported third quarter revenues dropped by 8%. Starwood Hotels, which owns the Sheraton and Westin chains, is laying off more than 10,000 workers. The Mandalay Resort Group in Las Vegas has cut 4,500 jobs. Wyndham International is slashing 1,600. In San Francisco, September and October are usually great months for hotel owners, but not this year. The normally busy lobby of the Hotel Rex is vacant. Rob Delamater is with Joie de Vivre, a chain of 21 boutique hotels in the Bay Area, which owns the Rex.
We were booked at 80 to 90% for the September-October period. And we're now looking at a 50 to 60% occupancy for those 2 months. Actually, that's what we're looking at through the end of the year as an average.
The Hotel Rex could be an arts and literary salon of the 1920s with its original paintings and deco furniture. A room here usually runs about $200, but Delamater says the hotel has had to slash its rates to $135 per night.
It's a rate program that we've introduced as a result of the downturn. And that was a rate that last year during this period you would have never heard, and you would have probably paid about somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 to $75 more per night for that same room.
Lodging is a labor-intensive industry, with payrolls accounting for almost one half of a hotel's operating costs. According to the National Hotel and Restaurant Workers Union, as many as a third of its members have been laid off in the last 3 weeks. But cutting back on staff can backfire, especially for hotels in the luxury category, such as San Francisco's Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton is palatial, like the grand hotels of Europe. The club lounge is sumptuous with its gold silk walls and thick oriental carpets. Guests snack on complimentary champagne and caviar. To its customers, the Ritz-Carlton brand means pampering.
Sure. Did you have a type of cuisine in mind?
At the concierge desk, Allison Hermans is making dinner reservations and chasing down theater tickets for guests. She says it's surprising how quickly their demands return to normal compared with the first days after the attacks.
It was dreadful. It really was. You had so many people that were so desperate. People didn't want restaurant reservations. They wanted to get out of here.
The Ritz-Carlton was packed the week of the attacks, but only because guests couldn't leave until the airports reopened. Then business fell dramatically the following week when weddings and conventions canceled. Now, 3 weeks later, bookings are running at about 60%. Emmanuel Camigi owns a winery north of San Francisco. He made a conscious decision to treat his two young sons to a weekend at the hotel.
I think it's time to move on. I mean, we're all obviously impacted, not only emotionally, but also economically. And I think the sooner that we get back to where we were before September 11th, the better. I think something that we need to do.
Hotels posted record profits in 2000, leaving many of them in their best financial shape in years. But chains with the heaviest debt loads may find it hard to ride out these lean times. Many hotel stocks have dropped 20% or more since September 11th. Gary Carr with the hospitality industry research firm PKF Consulting says the true test for the industry will come next month.
One of the keys is going to be, what happens at Thanksgiving? Will people see grandma again like they did every other year, or will people be afraid to get back on planes? That's going to be a measure of tourist travel, or what happens over the Thanksgiving weekend.
And if business doesn't pick up by then, hotels could join the long list of industries seeking federal help to survive. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.